floating and I don't like it like that.
And you know, a lot of elements of floral bacon are fuel anyway. Because that's like the last fuel stop on the way out.
I had to get a skip the other day. Still didn't get it.
I don't. Yeah. All right, I think we got everybody here, most of it's coming, so we'll call a meeting to order. Roll call, Paul.
Here. Christian.
Here, Paul.
Here.
Trusty.
Here.
Stern. Rob Matthews. Don Orberg.
Here.
And John. Upper Plump.
Pretty good look at the agenda on for tonight. Motion to approve the agenda.
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
I second. Yes.
I guess like speakers, no other AC or department members, that sort of thing.
All right. Did everybody get a look at the meeting's minutes?
Not sticking up, eh? I've watched.
Can you look for them real quick?
Got a goose in your pocket.
Have our motion to accept the minutes. James. Take motion to accept them.
Second.
Good. All right, our agenda items, the thing we're going to do tonight is elections. We've got four seats and officer elections. Kyle, talked to Kyle yesterday, just in case somebody hasn't heard. I think he tried to call everybody in business and talk to them. We've kind of been messed up with our alternates. We're only supposed to have two, and we've kind of just put people on that wanted to be an alternate. So I think you got that straightened out. Don, Herbert, and Tim are two alternates now. Or Don Bumpsner, I'm sorry.
No, okay.
It's Don.
Yeah. This is Kyle. I think you got that switch down a little bit. So Don Korberg and Tony, I believe, are your current alternates, and they were the ones that were kind of voted in or appointed at your last election in November of 2020. And then Don Bumpsmeyer and Tim are, they were alternates, but those were the kind of extra, you know, beyond the two that you're allowed. And so I recommended to both Don Bumpsmeyer and Tim that if they want to have an active seat, they need to seek nomination tonight.
Okay.
Just so you know, I was the secretary when we did that and added the extra people. Mm-hmm. And Nista said that was good.
Yeah.
At the time.
Correct, because I remember asking how many can we
have. Yeah, we didn't just do that willy-nilly.
No.
Okay.
The new policy, if we have four seats open at 9, all of those nine got a vote. The four highest, just the seats are left for all of them.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the way we did it before.
Hey, Kyle, before this, Rusty, before we start, is there anyone else on the line? Any public members, or are you the only one?
Nope, looks like it's just everyone there in the room and me. So.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Where's the 39?
Okay. We have, to the scratch paper, we have, like, official ballots this time. You guys can take a ballot, too. The public can vote for seats. The committee votes for the officers. So, you guys are welcome to vote from the ballots come around, and we'll tally them all. How many people have you got in your pocket? All right. With that, yes, welcome to the floor for nominations. I don't have a roster with me in order. There's one open seat, Tisha, myself, and Paul.
Four.
Yeah, Paul.
There's four total, so we can...
So three off. You're not?
Hey.
So three, two officers, and two seats.
All right, did my time.
So Republican vote for two
for the seats,
but not for the two officers.
This is Kyle again, getting in for a point of order. So first, you're going to want to hold your elections for the four seats, the three expired terms plus the one vacant seat. So you're going to want to seek nominations, give each nominee a chance to, you know, say hi or speak to their positions, whatever they wish. And then you'll hold the elections. Every public member who's present, not just those members of the committee, can vote in that sort of election for those open seats, those four seats. Once that election has been tallied and you've seated the new members, then you'll want to hold your officer elections, and only those current active members can vote in the officer elections. And all three officers should be voted. Those need to be renewed every two years. So be good to get all three chair, vice chair, and secretary officer elections taken care of tonight as well.
Yep. Thank you, Kyle. All right. With that, I will open the floor for nominations for the four open seats.
I nominate Carl Taylor.
Just gonna jump. That's when things go. Oh. Yes.
I'd like to nominate Mike
Bender.
Oh,
yeah. Is he here?
He's not here.
He's home. He's in Delta.
But he will.
Okay.
He will serve. As long as not chair.
Who was that, Don?
Mike Bender.
Mike Bender.
He was on the committee for years ago.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, you nominate yourself. Arthur Brown.
Arthur Brown.
Senior.
Bender. Arthur Brown. I'd like to nominate Elizabeth Beaver. Like, I told her I was going to, and she didn't respond back. So.
I'd also nominate Tisha.
Yeah, Paul, meaning Tisha and 15C.
Three seats, one vacant.
So now two vacancies because somebody who deserved.
Yep.
Well, his position was up already.
I know.
Oh, deserved.
You just like one.
Yeah.
We're going to buy him a new t-shirt.
Any other nominations?
Alternative level for nomination?
Yeah,
we nominate
So
well, those two are good.
Yeah. Oh, Kyle, the two alternates are good for now, right?
Yeah. Don Korberg and Tony, yeah, they're not set to expire until 2023, so they're set as the alternates. It would be Don Bunsemeyer and Kim that that would need to either seek. You can always nominate yourself as well, or you know, be nominated by someone if they wanted to sort of continue serving in an active role.
Are you interested in still on being on the committee, Don? Okay. Well, we're not voting for alternates, so if you're not like wanting a seat up here, then I guess you know you're watching until next time.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd like to nominate Tim.
No. Everybody works on this. Then you'll know the media officers. See the
media officers. Oh, I got you. Gotcha.
That's your officer.
What's that?
Did
you see Carl Miller, Mike Bender, Art Brown, Will Snyder, Fisher Cannell, and Tim Webb?
That it? Any more? Mm-hmm. All right, if not, go ahead and write down your top.
Sure. I have Mr. Brown. Give us a little.
Oh, sure. Yep. Yes. Stand up and give us your piece.
My name is Dr. Brown, Sr. I have been a Alaska resident since 1994. I've worked for 7 years on the Florida Court of Practice before that. So I've been in and around Alaska for 3 years or more. Just came up from the Anchorage. Retired in May, been here since June. Been involved with Ducks Unlimited and Resident Hunters of Alaska. The chairman every time I came, it's not a Dennis chairman. They're fishing pole.
Yeah.
So, my idea is that get involved in the fishing game board, the fish board. Was quite a gift for those teammates. So, I said, yeah, give me a chance. I'll
get on everybody. We try to keep it lighthearted here as much as we can.
But it is a serious business.
Oh, yeah.
It, we can be lighthearted, but it is a serious business.
My clarification, we now have 5 seats that are open?
No, 4. Lotus is 4.
Four?
Yes. All was up anyway, there.
Yeah. Oh, sir.
All right, go ahead and put your top 4 picks in here. And we're going to have Rusty, since he's not up, count them off to Paul. So
we'll get
a bunch of them. Point them up for Rusty.
I have to pretend you can read.
Good thing I'm on my left.
I might be skewed.
Right.
All of them. Yeah. I didn't even open this one. I was telling them so I've seen them all.
Thanks, sir.
How long?
I'll stand here, pal. You hear me all right?
Yep, I can hear you. So are you going to start reading off the, are we doing a tally right now, or how are we doing this?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so just I've got a note sheet here going. I just want to make sure that I heard all of the nominees correctly. There were a total of 5 nominees. Is that correct? Carl, Mike, Elizabeth, Tisha, and Tim.
And Arthur Brown.
Oh, so that's the one I missed. Okay, thank you. All right, if you want to read them off, I'll start keeping the tally.
All right, here we go. In this order, Carl, Tim, Liz, Arthur. Mike, Tish, Arthur, Tim. Can we read them again, Paul? Mike, Carl, Fisher, Tim. Fisher, Carl, Mike, Tim. Fisher, Carl, Tim, Mike. Am I going too fast, Paul?
Yep.
The last, you want me to do a help? So the previous one, yeah, was Tisha, Carl, Tim, Mike. Yep. Carl? Liz? Tim? Mike. Carl, Liz, Tisha, Tim. Tisha, Arthur, Tim, Carl. Mike. Tisha, Arthur, Carl. Arthur, Mike, Carl, Tim. Carl, Mike, Tim, hold on. I said Tim Williams. That's got to be a mistake. I only got one Tim. That's right. And then and the last one's Tish. Carl. Tish. Liz. Mike. And last one. Carl, Mike, Tish, Arthur. That's it.
Hey, this is Kyle. Based on my count, and Paul, hopefully you got the same count here. Looks like the 4 elected nominees are going to be Carl with 12 votes, Mike with 10 votes, Tim with 10 votes, and Tisha with 10 votes.
And you say he might not, because he works nights throughout school. Told me last week that probably we don't make this because he has to take me to be here. So,
So, did I understand it correctly? Mike's not in the room right now?
Correct.
All right. Well, if, I can send you the form, the online form, if you want to forward it to him, or if you want someone wants to get me his contact information. There's also some new member forms in the room. All four of you that have just been elected, even if you're reelected, I will need a new member form from you. Return. You can either fill out the paper form that I think there's a couple of in the, there with you now. Bob, I think, has them. If not, I can send them to you. We also have like an online form you can fill out as well.
I love them myself. So. Okay. I might see how you have to change it. Who's the letter?
Yeah. Oh, he's not here.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
All right. Did you bring the duties?
Tisha.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Soon it was gone because the person that I was guiding back in.
So I brought this on the right night, right?
Yeah, terrible. Yeah. Okay, with that, I guess we will open the floor up for nominations for officers. And this will be
how many people we got at the table? We can have a maximum of 11.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, but Paul's not going to be.
Yeah.
But has he done it right now?
Yeah.
He said he was no longer running. I mean, he can't vote.
Yeah, I don't know. Kyle.
Don, you're going to be right to start here in a minute.
Hey, Kyle.
Just need for voting.
Do these elections take place? Take effect immediately, or is there a start date?
That's correct. Yeah. Effective now. Carl is reseated. Tim and Tisha are reseated. Well, I guess Tim is taking Paul's seat, maybe. And Mike is a current seated member. So because it sounds like at least one of your new immediately now seated members is absent. If any of your two alternates, Don Korberg or Tony, are present. I guess you can kind of Rochambeau if there's only one. I'm not sure who all's in the room right now. So if you've got only one member, you could take a pick of which of your two alternates wants to vote in the officer elections. But alternates only get a vote if there are absent members. So.
Okay, two are absent. Tim Webb and Mike Bender are both not here.
Okay, well then, Don Korberg and Tony both should have a vote in the officer elections then.
Okay.
And then who does secretary duties?
I'll finish it up.
He has to finish. He doesn't just get it.
Okay. Wait.
Well, he can just quit. He may not walk out alive.
Right.
Yeah, this might be an unpopular opinion, but I know a lot of other ACs often like to nominate whoever's not in the room as the secretary moving forward. So if y'all want to do that, you can. This meeting is being recorded, so I can make sure to get that audio to whoever is tasked with putting the minutes together for the meeting.
I've been accepted for years. We don't have our master cards.
Yeah. All right. Floor is open for nomination for officers.
I nominate Carl as the chair again.
I nominate Jacob. Would you like to be chair? Or he was chair.
Well, it's a natural progression.
I try to lead him.
Yeah,
I'm charge most of the house.
I'm done traveling for the year.
Yeah, I don't get house to do.
I'm good on that.
How many of the nominations can I make?
At least three.
Don't nominate Jacob. I'll nominate Rusty.
Okay.
So Jacob, Rusty, and Carl, those are all for chair.
How's your content? Respectfully.
Duty, honor, country.
Coward.
Which spot do you want? Pass the food around again.
No, not me.
Fish it for secretary.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan. Secretary's fish. I can't. Yeah, anybody can.
It's going to be a long day for you tomorrow. And the next day.
Third position, called the nutrition analyst. The offer nomination for vice chair.
Oh, yeah. All three. All three. Yeah.
Girl, how about you for vice?
I still feel like I'm pretty green.
We don't.
How many? How long ago?
Second only. That's an well, into my second term.
That's an attribute. You know, when you get the secretary position, your second meeting ever.
There's no better way to learn the whole thing and all the people up at, you know, and get to know Kyle and everybody than being the secretary.
I think Don Corbett kind of
railroaded you.
The secretary. Get off the bat.
Yeah. Are you not paying me?
No.
Okay. Sure, you can.
You're the one who can get down into this position.
I'll nominate Jeff for secretary.
Oh,
he did such a good job.
We may have to have two in the room instead. Mostly because of ourselves building up our opponent.
Okay, we have a nomination for vice chair.
Hey, Vern, will you? Vern, will you?
Not me.
No?
Yeah.
So, question, as far as protocol, so how does this work? Can we nominate someone for both positions, depending if they get chair?
Yeah.
And, okay. So, I guess I would nominate Jacob for chair.
For vice chair, you mean?
For vice chair, sorry.
Okay. Okay. Nominate, yeah, vice chair.
Right now, just Jacob.
I'm going to make Paul for secretary. Oh, you can't. Never mind. Quit.
I've never seen Paul happier than he is right now. A lot of these meetings have been just right now.
Secretary.
Oh, it's good.
Is Jeff even nominated for secretary?
It's now.
I was. Yeah, I nominated Tish and she retaliated.
So we got two.
Yeah. I thought that was only fair.
I moved nominated before.
I'll second that. We want to do
wait, this. Wait.
So how many? We had three for chair.
Yeah.
We had two or three for chief, two for vice, two for secretary.
Tony, are you interested? Hey, Tony, are you interested in doing any of these? Guess not.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We can nominate someone who's not here.
Yeah.
I'll nominate Mike for secretary.
Chair. He won't be able to catch up to the spot.
Yeah.
He'd be good at it. He'd be all right at
it. Yeah.
He will.
Alan, what do you want to do?
So pretty great.
But you need to move down there. You guys need to move down there and hold hands with her.
Make them a special playpen area.
Yeah.
You want to do paper ballots then? Yeah, we got enough time to do that.
I don't
think
that
was.
Oh.
Well,
we did 4-3-1, huh?
Like,
yeah.
One
for.
Well, you gotta put president, vice president.
Yeah, you gotta
right. Put the name on.
What's your top? Yeah. Top line is president, second yeah. Line is vice chair, and third line is secretary. Third line, Tish, I just want to say that Tisha would be much better than I am, and I'm a columnist.
Jeff Walker nomination.
Say it.
Better than Carl?
No, you need one for you, too.
First, we do chair?
Yes. Yes. We just do chair or her. It's just it's not that different. I should have printed my pad on. My printer was good.
Do we need to only do the first one, dangerous.
No, you want to be the first.
You do one for each.
Okay.
Yeah. Top line.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
So we just hold on to your press.
Not a threat. They haven't done it for a few years. I just don't even know how much fun we've done.
No, you're not. Okay.
And we're putting three names on there, right?
No, it's just one.
Well, I put three, so. Oh, you'll know which one's mine no matter what. When you see my vote for secretary.
Yeah.
Would you?
Vote for yourself?
I'll give you.
I recount. There's a hanging chat.
Rusty?
Guys, yes, railroaded me.
You're only 10 voting?
Just see it.
I think that's all we call it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's only 10. Because Paul can't vote.
Paul can't vote. So do we use other alternate race?
Both. So Paul can already vote. So now you have to have a runoff.
For a tie.
Kyle.
Give me one moment. I'm going to consult the regs real quick. So you're going to have a runoff for your chair? Okay. Let me look at the regulations.
Snake Eyes gets it. First one to roll Snake Eyes.
I say let him arm wrestle. But we're going to respect your thoughts.
See, here's the part where we didn't have Kyle. We just think something.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's what's still good. Well, we got some ballast to run again?
Well, Kyle's looking at the red and seeing the right way to do it. Or we just do it the communist way. If you voted for Carl, stand up and say which one of the other two you'd rather have.
You want to have a person vote?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not seeing anything that gives me much guidance on how you should do a runoff. So I'd say whatever the consensus in the room is going to be the best way to break that tie. I mean, you could use a head-to-head and just recount votes. There's only two options, and that should give you a determination. But I don't. You can settle it however it makes sense for you.
So we revote.
I say we revote for president. Just with those two.
Lots of ballots were on the rough.
We have new papers. Yeah. You didn't make enough. Small ones, right?
Next time, we'll
have about 60 minutes. You good, sir? Good, thank you.
I say we reach the secret ballot like this. I'm sorry. Secret ballot?
The secret you get, don't go.
No kidding.
Oh, shenanigans.
Yeah.
Hey, can you imagine the first few?
Rusty.
We'll probably wear some armor.
Watch this. If it's high again, you know it will lose.
Rusty.
Oh my God.
We need a vibrator boat. Yeah, they're both boats. So we're missing.
And we can't let them.
All right, Jake, if you got a quarter.
Can we have an
order? Never had a boat in both of you.
So,
so I have a
quarter. Well, can we have one of the older alternates? Vote? Is that? I don't know what else to do. I mean, that's
the thing. Old
right.
No, they got to be current.
No, they got to be current.
Well, this puts us in a situation.
Well, if we hold the election to the vice president, see who we got. There you go.
Well, since it's the same too.
Since it's the same too, I'm assuming the same two will be opposite both.
Yeah.
So
I will alternate. One vote to be five and six.
That's why there's supposed to be an odd number of voters.
Kyle, there's no way that
we have odd people for.
Yeah,
we have every solution here on how to break your vote other than a head to head. I like some of the suggestions in the room, but yeah, you're correct that for an officer election, it's only those members that are currently seated, that, including the alternates present, standing in for absent members. Those are the only only votes that can be counted for an officer election. And I am now looking on the internet to see what the best solution is to break a tie. So if you come up with something that everyone can agree on, I think that'll work, but otherwise I'll see if I can find another option.
What if one person abstained from voting, like the newest member or whatever? I don't know. You come up with that.
Or how about the current sitting chair?
Yeah.
Anyone has the option to abstain from voting. Any of the currently seated members could abstain. That'd just be like counting the votes again. But
nice. Okay.
I'll abstain. I'm good.
Okay.
Sure, I think chair and the vice chair this time. Same
two people. I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the idea.
All right.
We could probably use the old ballot to do the backup.
Yeah.
We're not out of ballots.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Right.
Yeah, because it's the same two guys running against each other for both positions.
Yeah.
We're voting currently for the chairperson, and whoever gets the second amount of votes, fewer votes, automatically becomes the vice chairperson.
Mm-hmm.
Right. One name on the old sheet.
Whether you write it or not, it's basically there.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Do you want to be secretary now, too? So,
sure.
No,
don't do that.
Because I'm abstaining from the chair.
Yeah, let's do that now.
I just want everybody to know how magnanimous that was of me to help move this along when it comes time to not write my name in. Secretary.
One more.
Yeah. If it's a tie now, we're going to find out who's counting these votes.
Good thing you quit.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. Rusty.
Here it is. Ta-da-da-da. There you have your chair and vice chair, ladies and gentlemen. Glad we could run it.
It's 1 7 votes later. So just so I got that right for the record here, who just became chair?
Jacob won.
Jacob. All right. Congratulations, Jacob.
You still have a lot of enthusiasm, right?
I'm writing your name like 12 times on that piece.
Me, Fishman, Mike Bender, but
Mom. All about? No, we might count up for one or four times here. So they can get it. And just get a recycle.
Is there enough, Carl? We're going to have to use the back.
Yeah, you use the back. This one will finish it right now.
Yeah, run on back, these are going off.
And
Jeff with the
table. You know, but burned out and kicked out.
It seems to be the back here.
Yeah. I wonder. I was trying to save you.
Yeah, I just write the name on there.
You dropped one.
Here, I got three more.
The people might turn down nominations because they always fight.
All right, yeah! Yes!
I mean,
yeah.
Damn it. You're in the lead.
No. Jeff. It's so. Jeff. Jeff.
I hate you guys.
Yep.
Fish.
Just one of them.
And we're back.
And we're back. This is like Congress in Washington. Even
divided. Fun house.
Yeah, we do it for the lottery.
Papers.
Well, I'm not abstaining on this.
It's your turn, Tisha.
To abstain.
Who's standing out?
I'll stand up.
Jacob's going to stand up.
I'll stand up.
The new chair. The new chair is standing there.
Oh, Jacob's fine.
Just remember, if you made a mistake and wrote my name down last time, this is your chance to fix the error of your ways. You don't want to have to make confession this, you know, when you go to
the campaign.
How are you, buddy?
I guess I'm doing it here. Yeah, I think we got Kyle
there. Yeah, I like Kyle being on the phone. He could do this every time. He could be the secretary. And then we wouldn't have to submit it to him. He could just do it himself.
Kyle, I'm not Kyle. I'm going to have to abstain from accepting that that nomination.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Well, good luck, you guys. Sorry, Kyle, for the crap you're going to get. Just ask Nissels. You don't believe me.
You want me to email back all that stuff you sent me?
Sure. I'm going to need training, Kyle.
In the box that Bob picked up yesterday, I had a...
Dropped out, Kyle.
What was in the box, Kyle?
All the manuals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I'm using one of the same speaker phones that you guys are using right now, and the battery just ran out. So, in that box that Bob picked up, there should have been a couple copies of our. It's currently still in draft form, but we've got a new advisory committee manual. That might be a really helpful place to start. The old one's still available online, but this one we're trying to get it up, you know, before too far into January, but. It's coming out, but that should be a really good sort of reference point for new members or for anyone taking on new officer roles. And of course, I'd be happy to work with you one-on-one or at any point to kind of help get the any help you need or kind of find out.
Every time you post on Facebook, I'm going to slam. No matter what it's just
All right. Well, we got the elections done. Brandon, do you have anything tonight? You or Bob?
I did the one quick thing. For anybody trapped in an elder trappers, we're looking for tongues from Wolverine, Lynx, Kyle, or Fox. New site that they've seen in Yukon and Northwest Territories can monitor the border here too.
Say those species again.
Wolverine is the highest priority, and then Lynx, Kyle, and Arctic Fox.
It's coming from the department.
Yeah, so the, well, the RCA Vet will collect it and then send it out to these people in Canada that are
okay.
Send it to the EHA board.
What is
the
it's
so here's what it says. Zoonotic, muscle glowing, nematode, trichinella, tea, chesmoslips.
Do we know anything about this?
Wolverine.
I don't know.
If mainly Wolverine, that's the only thing they found it in, but for some reason they threw in these other critters.
Is there any other business anybody wants to talk about? I got on your proposal, but I suggest you just wait till next meeting and take that on, because I don't think I'm prepared to discuss it.
Well, I think there's that correspondence I have. Okay, but go ahead. So you don't want to discuss it tonight?
I don't want to start it tonight. We won't get much done and wouldn't be hurt my feelings to get out of here early. Tonight we can start the proposals next meeting.
We're just discussing the formal order that they're already turned in. I think it's going to do like 18th of February.
Yeah, so we have to do them next meeting. Yeah.
Comment deadline 18th February for the March 4th to 11th. For a game for statewide.
We have people set for the January meeting. We know Tony or somebody who's coming in to lose.
I think we're going to lose on that meeting, so
yeah.
That was the intention. If I'll have enough numbers for
something.
Yeah. Check what's in the line, probably Tony. All that stuff, so we'll leave out this stuff.
I mean, I think we should get some.
Yeah,
I only handle this.
Okay. How we just heard of.
You're done anyway.
Maybe at least we could actually have the discussion of which ones we want to discuss so that we can at the next meeting. We have a number that we want to discuss over the same thing.
Do you want a book? They're all in here if somebody needs them.
Yeah.
I'll bring
that
from the time. They're all there.
This one that I missed?
Yeah, this one we did last year.
So these new member forms, do I need to mail them? So if you fill out your new member or your new officer form that Paul handed out so gleefully, give those to Bob so he can get them up to Kyle.
Currently on some of the proposals, where wants to. I mean, in a worst case scenario, I think the best thing we can do probably if there's people that haven't fulfilled any of it, so we can get the numbers so that. Next meeting, we can at least know what we're discussing. Let everybody at the table know what we're discussing. I mean, sure, I'm not unless everybody's looking at all time. I haven't since last year. Through the day, but it was,
you got it effectively.
Great. And
so it's good to fall for me too.
Yes.
So why don't we have some at the table right now, so some nominations, and I'll take down some numbers. Do that. Get that information for the instance. Everybody in the group, and then they should vote. You know,
who wants
to? Whoever they want to vote.
They want to copy.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to take your notes on this? Yeah.
I do.
Yeah,
they sent
this over. We can probably get some more copies. Let's get Jake.
Oh, okay.
Do you have an email?
I just I think I'm online. Burn just told me Kyle sent everybody all this information. So I discussed on the phone with him in the day about getting their players. So I don't know. Anybody just want to, I have four of them that I'd like to discuss for the AC. Don, you probably got a few.
I had a list too, but I don't have it with me, so I'm going to have to, you know, unless we want to read them and say.
Let's just read through them.
Yeah. There's only 267.
I think we can get through most of them pretty quick. So 101, change the definition proposed to include brothels. Andrew?
We've done that, yes. Both the first two.
Thanks for reading that one. That's not on. Oh, you get for Thursday. Okay, establish the definition of permanent weapons to include crossbow, longbow, shotgun, and muzzleloader.
Yes, it's basically the same discussion as the other one.
So you want that one to be?
Yes.
Yeah. 102, clarify whether hanging grain are considered a hunting gear.
Hay and grain are they considered hunting gear? I think this is about transporting that stuff by helicopter.
No, transporting through the site, horse or whatever. Out in the more transporting hunting gear.
Oh, it's considered hunting gear, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, 103 is good. We're going to discuss that one. And we're going to circle that one for next meeting.
Right, I'm going to say.
Well, I'm just going to circle the ones that, if there's any interest, we the AC would like to. We got to nominate, right? To discuss them at the next meeting, right?
Yep.
So there's some of these proposals that we probably that are for different units or different areas around the state that probably don't pertain to us, so we can bypass a lot of that, but there is a few that we should probably vote on.
One of the two also has changed language relative to permanent weapons and includes crossbows. So if we're going to talk about 101, we might as well talk about 102 right after.
We already said we would.
Yeah. I'm just going to run through them. Is that all right? I don't know if there's any interest. Somebody say yay or nay. Modify the definition of deleterious exotic and modify with several housekeeping changes.
Is that a fish and game one?
I say that sounds like 42 months.
It tells out there who made the, who submitted it on the right hand edge, I think.
I don't see it in there. I got it here on the
thing. Oh, it didn't?
No, not just the list.
You can help keeping, wouldn't say that.
It said proposed by the fish.
So not,
it's not.
A lot of time on his hands this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did Miss something tell us?
Phase bio strength is used. On 05, add book rat and house mouse to the list of deleterious exotic summer.
Yeah.
106, provide a definition for feral.
Yeah, that one I think is a good one.
Okay. Purple. No, round 7. Fine and unrestricted domestic cats to the definition of humanitarian exotic wildlife.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Increase opportunities for non take excursion in bathrooms or hotel rooms.
I think we just went through this in our unit. Because it's all paid the same.
Extend the owners of season for acquiring pass.
That goes along with the other one. If we're going to talk about raptors, we should talk about both of them.
So there's a 111, 112, 113, follow up.
Okay. Yeah, 108.
18. So you just.
We should do all of those. If we're going to talk about any of them, we should talk about all of them. And I.
115, remove the hunter education requirement for beneficiaries using proxy.
Yeah, we want to discuss that one.
Remove the crossbow certification requirement for people born before January 1st, 1986.
Yeah, we probably need to talk about that too. Goes kind of along with all the crossbow stuff that I was trying to do.
Yeah, 117 require hunters to possess proof of completion of required educational certifications in the field. Yeah. Add a new 19, add a new paragraph requiring completion of crossbow hunter certification course at a permit application.
Yeah, include that one.
Yeah.
If it talks about the crossbow stuff.
And that's basically game trying to get some things clarified.
119, include muskox on the list of students that will be taken for crossbow permit.
Yeah.
120, allow proxy hunting for moose.
I thought we could already proxy for the mall. You should probably just look at that and see what the issue is they're addressing.
Yeah, and then they talk in the definition about area 19B, even though this is statewide. Thing. So, yeah, we probably should talk about that.
And some of these that we send out, if people do their homework, their ranking, we get here and say, can we discuss that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, 121, allow the use of dogs on a big game?
Yes.
122, lower the minimum draw weight for bows on the big game?
Yep.
123, allow electronic range finders mounted on bows. Use hunting good games.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
All the archery, Jeff's right, they're trying to.
Change archery stuff, yeah. Trying to just to clarify one.
Okay, 124, allow the use of integrated bow sights, laser range finders for hunting good game with bows.
Yeah.
Yes.
125, allow the use of crossbows for hunting good game and weapons restricted hunts.
Yeah, we should do it. It goes right along with all the other crossbows, so. And 126 with scopes on muzzle loaders also.
Okay. 127 allow air rifles for hunting big game.
Yep.
128 prohibit the use of mechanical powered body suits or device powered body suit or devices.
Okay. Is that a problem?
Plus our sheep hunt begins.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's basically an
Iron Man suit.
Exoskeleton gives you power, you know, like assisted walking or whatever.
Should he make a price or what's it?
I suppose one of them could, but they're not out there yet.
Her is going to start sheep hunting too.
You know, what otherwise would not in case of
I was going to say, it's just a disability thing. Yeah. Yeah, we probably better look at that.
Okay. 129 require the use of expanding South Pine Bullets for big game hunting and excluding wolf and all rain.
Require the use of expanding
bullets for the Don to look it over.
Yeah.
Full metal
cap. I'm going to make it a man like that. So, I won't do it. Who says nothing to the big game?
I thought that's what you were saying.
Excluding wolves and all that.
Well, yeah, but you can help. That's getting people with freedom to grab the bullets.
Okay, so 130 prohibited use of urine from any species of deer family as bait or sensitive, especially.
That's a fishing game one, so I think we should probably talk about it.
131 allow the use of game bird wings and backstringers to trap the bait.
Yeah.
Yep. 132 allow bird wings and parts of okay, that's a scam. 133 add bow and arrow as a legal method for taking a
shooter.
They're
last.
Okay. 134 allow the use of camera or sensory devices to monitor trapping location, trap locations for traffic.
Traps.
I don't
know. They're talking about the cameras that send it over cell signals, so which is not legal. I'm not prepared to hear a question.
I thought it was legal for traffic.
No, not
for big game.
Not if it transmits.
You can use cameras and anything with wireless communication.
And for big. Yeah, and I think we should probably talk about that because there are several states in the lower 48 that are now looking to ban all cameras because of how many cameras are out there all over the place.
Okay, I'm going to circle that.
Yes, please do.
Provide restrictions on the use of aircraft for locating fellow sheep hunting. I'll circle that one. Yeah. 137 will cover those.
139. It's also
40 is increase the number of base station sites to 10 to 20 per guide users. Require fair baiting sites to be at least 1 mile apart. We can discuss it. 142, add ENU to the list of animals allowed to be possessed without a permit. Telling me what.
An Indian ostrich looking thing.
Stone ostrich. Oh.
People keep them on farms and stuff.
You're an Alaskan
ostrich. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Are we discussing it or not worrying about it?
I think there's some health issues with Florida Game. What's that?
Oh, we're banned right now.
Yes. And I think there's
issues in Alaska.
Yeah.
We'll let them deal with it?
Well, we may want to look at that if it's support for what they already have in place.
Okay. 144, accept sterilized community cash from the list.
No, we want to talk about that.
Yes, Kane.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Not voting for it.
Yeah. Not voting. Yeah. So you want to talk about that?
So there's like 10 or 15 of those.
Yeah.
So this circle the whole book.
We talk about the tax.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody wants to fix tax on them all the
stuff. Yeah. 10 or 15 feral cats. The rich shot every time on the pants last year.
Yeah.
So 146 limit beginning restricts this. To one species, one per species per year.
Yeah.
147 allows sale of prepared game for at least 100 net.
Yeah.
148 allow persons over age 65 to sell trophies and runs. Yes, no.
Yes.
149 creates separate dog sheet permit. Drop a second degree standard number in areas that limit the number of non-resident permits.
Yes.
150 increase the number of cars to 125 for growing permits for each species. Yeah. 151 required all hunters to apply for permit hunts and pay the application fee during the application period.
That's all about.
152 require all hunter permits available to residents be available for application online.
Isn't that the only way you can currently apply to a draw hunt?
Must be a house.
Okay,
Yeah. 153 establish a bone point system for bison and muskrat throwing events.
Yes.
154 direct ADFMG to issue an additional permit when a target application is drawn. Last
do they currently? Does anybody know? Do they currently take it out if there's only one left?
Yeah.
And then draw somebody else?
Yeah.
Okay.
155 staff approval for ADFMG to issue an equal resident boost permit in selective harvest hunts.
That's Ted's breaker. Under the current system, only 3 units under selective harvest management where a small number of any bulk permits are offered. In Unit 13, 15B, 16. To issue any bull resident permits in selective harvest management.
Are we going to talk about it? Okay. 156. Allow qualified crossbow hunters the ability to apply for method and means exemption permits for archery only hunts.
Yeah.
Yes. And you can already apply for methods and means exemption. They must be trying to get a new name.
157 amount of language in the existing regulation for authorizing methods means disability exemptions being more conservative.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the official game.
158 allows authorities to be able to receive game from the state by permit or use of dog food. Yes. 159 change the ceiling and recording requirements to business days instead of calendar days.
Yes.
And this is on bears, marten, fisher, lynx, beaver, otter, wolf, wolverine, and beaver.
160 clarifying the want waste regulations to specify that game animals taken by domestic pets must be reported as salvage for business purposes.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
161 feet on salvage apparel for sheep, goat, and deer to haul meat on the outside of the ribs.
This was already a requirement.
No, it's all meat of the ribs. They want to change it to all of the meat on the outside of the ribs, so you don't have to go inside the body cavity. It's dumb.
That was kind of us.
Yeah.
162 requires salvage for meat or hide of a snowshoe deer.
Yeah.
That's a fishing game.
163, yeah. California PD animals includes the hunters.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
164, California game will this thing. 165, apply auction permit holder by limits to the year the animals take. So.
It says auction permission apply only in the calendar year the animal is taken. The hunter should be able to hunt the animal with the permit or auction tag the next year. that the hunter would also be able to bid on the auction permit after successful harvest of the same species in prior years. That's a Math Valley one.
Why would you exclude the one sheep?
I don't know anything about that. And you said it's Math Valley?
Math Valley Fishing Game Advisory Committee.
Where it was one of those they auctioned it off, but it was like July. Chief Jack was that year. You guys slip it out of state, or anybody bought it, they don't have
to. They can't coordinate the hunt.
Right. Too many guys. That's just a guess, but.
Yeah, I would say let's look at that. Yeah. If you bought that in an auction, you would have the game at 4 years. You could hunt that in 2 years in a row. Or every year, every year, you bought the auction. Okay, that's not something. 166
amend the requirements for licenses and tags to include being taken with dog or cat. Yes. Man, that guy.
We'll do 167 then.
So, yeah.
168, adopt the new regulation that specifies the board game will not require guides for non residents hunting moose, caribou, or black. We'll look at that one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what
that is. 169, prohibit the harvest of white animals.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe
you can't
hunt targets.
I
hope
you'll
have a live
bird.
Came from
the Hermine. 170 modified unit 1C, unit 4 boundary.
I don't know. That's on the islands down there.
171 divided unit 19 into 2 subunits. So let them match out or leave the arrow.
Yeah.
172. Clarify the legal use of highway vehicles, snow machines, and off-road vehicles in the Dalton Highway Corridor Management for hunting and trapping. Clarify the use of firearms, transport of fur bearers, and trapping bait when trapping in the game.
Yes, yeah. That's a fishing game one.
173, repeal the Dalton Highway Corridor. Look at that one.
Yes.
And then reauthorization of moves to go into other units. Except for
28, 20B, 20G, 183, 184, 185, or 28, 22, 20D. 21E. Does anybody be interested in that?
Well, I've always said, you know, a lot of those, like, for this, you know, fishing game, it's too much to be able to do these things, so
right.
I prefer to support all those. They don't have to use them.
Is there any other ones? There's 14C, that's 6C, 14C, 15C, 18, 19D, 21D. 21E, 26A. Is there anybody on the issue that would like to vote for the reoperation of licenses?
I think we should. I think we should. Because it's just tools for the fish, for fishing game to have in their kit.
Like we did for ours.
Yeah.
Okay, but it doesn't really pertain to any of us. I think it's something, right?
So I think it's just more of a support for fishing game, I think.
It's kind of like having your predator scroll thing, but it's
not an
issue. Well, this is just a reauthorization. I think you voted on it before for other units.
Hey, Kyle, that's a good point. Can you look into that for us?
I was.
Hello?
But in an email tonight, some point I saw the jurisdiction of this committee is 2012 and 10, whatever that is.
That's a lot.
And I don't know what that means. We can't talk about even 11 or 13 or 7.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Why does he even get those proposals?
That
because they put these out to everybody. So if we want to support the Fish and Game or reauthorizing it, or the Hunt's sure not out of our deal. We're in the forest to look at. So it's just kind of a support for Fish and Game.
Does that mean no one else gets to vote on things that are in 20?
I don't know what that.
I'll email Kyle. Given what I've seen at PAX Board of Game Meetings, you know that the other ACs are standing up there and testifying about bison hunts, moose hunts, and other things here in Area 20.
Yep.
So it doesn't make sense to me that we would be excluded from giving our opinion, brothers, whatever.
There have been testimonies that the Fish and Game wants to get five different ACs talking about what issues it is in the one area.
Exactly. I know several ACs talked about our grouse proposal last year.
Well, you know, when I was chair, this was my philosophy was we represent the Delta areas. And if we know that Jacob goes out and hunts muskox, and there's a muskox proposal, we'll address if committee wants
to
throw it out. If something's dealt with going to some other part of the state, we're supposed to represent their interests too. So it's kind of a
broad
spectrum.
Well, on all of those reauthorization, it's not voting to have a particular hunt or not have it. It's voting to give Fish and Game the authority to use those tools if they say, hey, it's time, you know, the population, habitat, whatever's telling us, it's time to do it. And I'd be okay putting all of those proposals in one vote and just saying, you know, we're going to give this back to Fish and Game or not. Unless there's a specific one we want to talk about.
Well, I think we should vote maybe
separately on the local ones.
We want to lump them all into one thing, but I say that 23.
Yeah, the local ones.
Yeah. Separate those.
Separate the local ones with the rest. We can either choose to support the Fish and Game or not.
Agreed on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Chapter 189. Reauthorized the Red Sea Grizzly Council. That one will go.
Yep.
Reauthorized 190, reauthorized the current registration tag fee for brown bear. It's 18, 22, 23, and 26.
Yeah, that's.
And looking at the units, Grizzly Bear, or brown bear. Stop. 193 established a hunt for muskox with strength of 26A.
Okay, so 191 on, I believe, are ones they say are outside the purview of the Board of Game. So the Board of Game's not going to take them up anyway. Well, this book ends at 192, so I can't say. It says 191 and 192. It says proposed changes outside of Board of Game. It's not has authority to adopt requested changes in the following proposals. But I don't know about 193 because it stops at 192. Kyle, are you there?
No, they're not on our list.
Okay, so maybe 193 goes back. Good. Okay.
I'm here. I'm trying to take notes. I'll have to get back to you with some of the specific questions. And it sounds like you're going to follow up with the email. I don't know. I can speak to exactly how the reauthorization process works. I'll have to check with my colleagues.
Okay. Keep going?
Yep.
So 190-196 allow being utilized in target month for registration period once.
Yeah.
Yes. That's RTA 30B.
Mm-hmm.
230, change the definition of 441?
Yes.
Okay. 231, change the definition of edible meat, grains, geese, swans?
Yes.
232, allow the use of dogs to recover wounded fur bearers?
Yes.
233, remove requirement for peak draw weights of those established peak draw weight taken species.
We already did this for big games.
Yeah, and I think we want to talk with Arthur about that, because when you're in the field, if you don't have a recurve bow that says on it this is a 45-pound bow, if you got a compound bow, they usually have an adjustable range. And how's he gonna? Is he gonna carry a scale and
it
pull it back? And, yeah, I don't know that that's enforceable in the field.
And we already have restrictions on this, so I don't know.
Yeah, when I asked Hart a few years ago about that, he said it's incumbent upon a hunter to prove that it is. So if he can confiscate said equipment, take it back, and then the hunter has to prove that it gives him.
Yeah.
And just prove it guilty.
You'll get it until you prove yourself innocent.
Exactly. If there's a question, so if he questions it, I'll ask it. You know, ask him if he comes up and says, hey, if that means the thing, you can't. It's situation dependent, Art said. That's kind of same way with the bullet here. Like the bison bullet thing, that's how it came up. It's like,
yeah,
how do you prove that it's 200 weight moving this fast? You gotta.
That's the thing. We have
you to submit the bullet.
We have to implement proposals that are forceful.
Yeah.
So,
well, maybe if anything, we'll start it with.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Talk about it.
You can study at home, and if it doesn't give any traction here, we want to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, 234. Allow you to allow use of stationary game cameras that transmit photo bars. 235, allow the use of artificial light while hunting small game animals that have no close seasons and no bedding.
And that would be porcupines?
Bear.
Do they have a bag of
it on? It says they have no close season and no bag. You can already use it as predator, right?
Yeah.
So 235, 236, assault circle wounds.
Yeah.
236 require ADFMG to notify Bear Bay Station registrants of other bear stations within 1 mile radius of Sire Bay Station location.
We should talk about that because that's.
Same thing with the clarified 237 clarified ADFMG will not issue permits to use bases in prohibited areas already defined in regulation.
Is this the clarification for people maybe?
I don't have that in that book, but that.
Look at it. 238 modified regulations to recognize the checklist of oxygen lack of standard dog breed to be possessed in Alaska without the village.
It's
okay.
Why would you need a permit to have a breed of a dog? Is there a requirement now?
Pit bulls and stuff like that.
You have to have a permit to have a pit bull. Yeah, but I didn't know there was any requirement in state for any breed that you had to get a permit.
Yeah.
Is it a bird dog or
no?
No, they were pretty much like Siberian husky, the old fish. Not everything.
Like, I think people like those. Yeah.
Okay, so, if anyone wants to read it, they can.
Yeah, we can bring it if we need to.
239 require all resident registration permits must be available for application online. All circles, this one we had earlier.
Yeah.
240 allows sale of game skins or trophies from a revocable trust.
That goes along with the other ones.
Okay. 241 remove allocations between guided and non-guided non-resident hunters.
We should probably talk about that.
242 allow hunting permits to be issued for military personnel under any official military authority.
We need to talk about that because that's a broad brush of the any deployment.
Yeah, 243
update. 5AAC 92.050 to recommend changes made by the Alaska legislature regarding the transfer of drawing permits.
Maybe to read it over and see if it has any traction. 244 eliminate all community assistance harvest house.
Yeah.
245 eliminate the requirement of salvage business on a boat for moose, carry with a bison, and scale with our planet. Change the steel method for dull sheep to avoid damage to horns. I don't think we need to discuss that out of the department. I read this one of them. I don't think we need to discuss it. So I don't think it should change.
I don't see the data.
You know, what, you know, you have to have some effective rate steel.
247, discontinue lethal taking of wolves under predator control information plans.
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk about that. 248, allow non-risk youth harvesting on behalf of the adult permit holder. I read through this one and I, yeah, but let's discuss. 249, reauthorize dantless moose. Okay, so reauthorize dantless moose for 7, 14, 14C, 15D, 15C, 18, and 19D. I'm going to jump 255 to 57 because those are the 28, 20D, 20D. I'll do the same on those.
I think, yeah, we'll talk about the local ones and lump all others.
There's some other ones here for reoperation of winter team this season. 258, 59, 260. Groundwear, 260 lawn. Reauthorization, reauthorize 262, reauthorize the grant resident tag, the exemptions for brown bear. And this is repetitive, yeah. So the 263 will go to there, allow the harvest to sea otter. I'd like to discuss this one. I think it's pretty much a little bit. 264, allow hunter to dispatch wounded waterfowl from motorized boats and the targets.
Yep.
Very cool. It's 265, we got like six more to go. 265, ACR2, changing the unit 22E, registration moose hunt to a drawing hunt with specific application conditions. I'll skip to 2266. ACR3, change the boundary of game management, units 21C and 21D to match the credit card. Uwinna Elko National Wildlife Refuge designated guide use area. 267, ACR4, limit or restrict all non-resident sheep hunting in Unit 22C. I think we should discuss that. 268, ACR, prohibit the possession of swine other than sus ropa. Domestic test. 269, ACR6, establishing hunt for caribou in Unit 10. Anybody know Unit 10?
Unit 10, so pull bait.
Yeah. Yeah. 270, ACR7, open a harvest, moose hunt, unfortunately, 22. I think we need to discuss that.
Right there.
Because that's
that's all of it. Just,
yeah.
Let's look at that.
Bob said Jeff will be on the phone with you. Look at all.
Yeah.
Is that all of them, Jacob?
Yeah.
So, as the secretary who's going to report all this, I vote we don't talk about any of
it.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that.
So, I mean, I think that we review that, everybody get that information, and then we'll just see what's going on if we discuss for the next meeting. That was short enough, I think. Mr. Chairman, we don't stand.
Did this get sent to everybody or just you? Everybody? Okay, good.
Something over there, but it's...
You're saying I should be like, I need to do what they do?
Let's see, because NIST needs to have a list of all of those proposals just written.
That's what this is.
For you to
check. That's what
okay.
Yeah. We all
yeah.
Watch it.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
That's so you can record our vote on that sheet. And
yeah, but I learned over time we need to record more than just the vote. We need to have a reason.
Yeah.
What's our rationale for things? There's a little, but there's just tiny.
Yeah.
Not there.
Well, you have to type in on the online.
Then you got, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So you guys have to remember, I'm a lot older than I was before, so it's going to be slow down.
Okay.
So, as many
as... Find that nomination.
I still could. As many as there's somebody who was such... As many as we got, I think we're going to have three special meetings.
So, that was some correspondence I'd like to share with you guys.
Yeah.
So, Bob got it back to me on one question I had when I gave to Tony Hall, Jeff Wells, about votes and how they're translating to doing, you know, the health-wise of that population in the state of Alaska. And this is the answer that I got back. I figured I would just send it to everybody and know if they're doing this. But basically it says Region 1, which is Southeast Alaska. You can tell the AC that goats are probably better equipped to deal with freeze-thaw cycles than sheep, but don't seem entirely immune to climate change. Juneau appears to be a dividing line with populations to the south, generally doing well, and populations to the north less so. Increased precipitation in winters with very deep snow in goat country, if not at lower elevation, may be blamed. Interestingly, our goats in Unit 1D seem to employ two wintering strategies depending on where they live. Goats closer to the coast, where there tend to be lots of heavy, less snow and ice, move to lower elevations, including forested habitat. Goats further up the Chilkat Valley, where it's still snowy but colder and drier, tend to move up on windblown ridges as long as they can find food at ridge tops. High elevation is a safe place to spend the winter. Goats at lower elevation are far more vulnerability to predation. Unit 2, or Region 2, South Central Alaska, this is Cindy Wardlow. Originally, the sound goat surveys were normal to high, no concerns. But as Gino pointed out, there were experiencing some wild weather patterns so far this winter. And we're hoping to get some goat callers out next year in some areas. Being heavily trapped, hit by heavy team operations and dog sled tours. Those have turned into year-round activities, and while we haven't documented a major change yet, the use of backcountry areas seems to be increasing all the time. The last one is Region 4, Central and Southwest Alaska. Gino Del Fratton, I hope I said the name right, or she. I don't think I've heard any population concerns similar to the sheep situation. However, if you recall, just a few weeks ago, we had a record rainfall in Prince William Sound and the eastern Kenai from the atmospheric river phenomenon. I think I heard 20 inches of rain in Seward in 5 days. There are some discussions that this may have manifested into 20 plus feet of snow in some of the Chugach and Kenai mountains. Front ranges from what we could see from town was not impacted and the snow line was still pretty high. We won't really know what the impacts of that were until we fly next summer, but we felt it was worth noting. That's some correspondence from some of the biologists in different regions. So, the question I asked basically, how are field populations depending on our sheep population? If they see a trend down, they don't seem to be. Yeah.
Well, I don't think there's any correlation between domestic sheep goats and your sheep goats. The damn goat is the pain on the front.
Mm-hmm.
They have different food sense.
So goats down in Valdez, you find them down in the kennel, sort of in the trees and stuff. They just eat the branches off of evergreens in the wintertime. It doesn't bother them at all.
But there's got to be correlation. 20 feet of home must be tall.
Yeah. Well, there was some population problem, I guess, when I was 13, you know, in southern 15 and a half winters there in the interior. But
they're not seeing them
all week.
Yeah. Yeah, they're sheeting right around.
Those. Well, and the southeast has a really high population of wolves, so if it's pushing them down, that's going to be an issue too, I'm sure. You would think.
So that's all I have for that.
Thank you, Jacob.
Anything else? Not a minute once we adjourn the meeting. Next one's already scheduled for the 19th next month. Third one of the day. Be here.
That's correct. Yep, we've got the room booked for the 19th.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.
Any more of these for Bob?
Yeah. So
I hope you're happy.
But I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Go ahead. Just whatever, you know, what else would you want
from me? Sort of.
See you, Kyle.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate all your help tonight. And, I'll follow up with you and everyone else who just got voted in or elected for the first time. I'll follow up next week. I'm off tomorrow through the weekend. So.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Have a good holiday.
All right. You too. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yep, bye-bye.
Thanks, Kyle. You too.
Fun for you.
Oh, sure.